34 illegal alien truckers arrested on Oklahoma highways, sanctuary state's fuel safety crisis. By Bob Price on November 9, 2025. Oklahoma Law Enforcement and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arrested 70 illegal aliens in a targeted highway sweep, including 34 caught unlawfully operating commercial vehicles. Many had obtained CDLs from sanctuary states, such as California, Illinois, and New York, despite lacking legal status or basic English proficiency. Officials warn that these policies are putting lives at risk by enabling unqualified drivers to operate massive tractor trailers across state lines. During a two-day special emphasis operation on Oklahoma highways, ICE officers and Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers operating under a 287G agreement arrested 70 illegal aliens. These include 36 criminal aliens and 34 commercial truck drivers who were operating a semi-truck or other commercial vehicle while being in the U.S. illegally, according to a statement from ICE officials. For the second time in just the past month, the state of Oklahoma and ICE have banded together to bolster public safety along Oklahoma's highways, identifying and apprehending illegal aliens who are in the country illegally and have been recklessly issued a commercial driver's license by states like California, Illinois, and New Jersey, said ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, Executive Associate Director Marcos Charles. Many of the illegal aliens arrested behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound tractor trailer can't even read basic English, endangering everyone they encounter on the roads. Oklahoma ICE sting nabs 34 illegal alien truckers. Candace Hathaway, Blaze Media article below. For the second time in just the past month, the state of Oklahoma and ICE have banded together to bolster public safety along Oklahoma's highways, identifying and apprehending. pic.twitter.com/o96ekg4st6. American Truckers, Attitude Truckers, November 8, 2025. In October, Breitbart Texas reported that Highway Patrol troopers and ICE ERO officers made approximately 520 contacts during the three-day operation. In those contacts, officers and troopers arrested 120 illegal aliens, including 91 non-domiciled drivers operating commercial vehicles. At the time, ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan stated, ICE's 287G program clearly demonstrates how federal and local law enforcement agencies can work together to make America safe again. Illegal aliens have no business operating 18-wheelers on America's highways. Our roads are now safer with these illegal aliens no longer behind the wheel. We encourage more state and local law enforcement to sign 287G agreements to help remove public safety threats and receive reimbursement funds available to our law enforcement partners. Of the 91 commercial drivers arrested, 80 had illegally entered the United States, had pending asylum claims, or an immigration hearing, ICE officials reported. The drivers included foreign nationals from Belarus, 1. China, 12. Georgia, 6. India, 39. Kazakhstan, 1. Kyrgyzstan, 2. Mauritania, 1. Montenegro, 1. Pakistan, 2. Russia, 4. Tajikistan, 3. Turkey, 3. Ukraine, 2. Uzbekistan, 13. Venezuela, 1. Most of these drivers had non-domiciled CDL licenses from California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. The 36 criminal aliens arrested on October 28 and 29 have been convicted of violent crimes and other criminal offenses that endanger public safety, such as assault and battery, soliciting prostitution, and DUI, and two of the aliens arrested are wanted overseas for fraud and burglary, ICE officials stated. Three other aliens encountered during the operation were criminally detained for obstruction and resisting arrest, and immigration detainers were lodged with the Oklahoma County Jail. Three other aliens encountered during the operation were criminally arrested for obstruction and resisting arrest, and immigration detainers were lodged with the Oklahoma County Jail, ICE officials reported. The 34 CDL drivers are reported to be illegal aliens from 15 countries, including China, Colombia, Georgia, Guatemala, India, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, Turkey, Uzbekistan, and Venezuela. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt praised the effort to make the state's highway system safer. Operation Guardian continues to successfully keep Oklahomans safe, the governor stated. To lawfully operate a commercial motor vehicle in Oklahoma, you must be here legally, and you must be able to understand English. These are common sense standards that we will continue to enforce. These types of highway safety operations follow Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's announcement of the results of a rigorous investigation into the impact of non-domiciled drivers. The secretary identified these foreign truck drivers who are not proficient in English as a significant safety threat to the American public. According to a post on X by American Truckers United, American Truckers United spokesman Shannon Everett told Breitbart Texas on Sunday, Oklahoma excels in CMV enforcement against illegal aliens at the wheel. Leaders like Governor Stitt, Senator Sacchieri, Representative Wilk, and Commissioner Tipton are committed to Oklahoma and highway safety. Through the Secure Roads and Safe Trucking Act of 2025, they're increasing busts on unqualified drivers, mandating language standards, and collaborating with ICE, Everett added. They have laid the foundation for other states to follow. Further proof you don't have to wait for heroes, you can act. Draft, enforce, and secure America's highways today. He encouraged other states to follow suit. In September, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered the Department of Public Safety to strictly enforce English proficiency requirements for commercial drivers. The order followed coverage by Breitbart Texas of the Lone Star State leading the nation in having truck drivers removed from service for not being proficient in English. DPS has not responded to follow-up requests from Breitbart for reports on enforcement actions. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.